It's Wednesday, the 24th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Ophthalmological Society of South Africa has warned that rising cases of type 2 diabetes among young people in their 30s and 40s are increasing cataract risks. Ophthalmologist Dr. Helen Andume says diabetes has become a leading cause of blindness in Namibia.
Fast food is all over. Everything is heavy sugar, and that leads to diabetes. And unfortunately, you cannot cure diabetes, but you can only control it. The numbers of people going blind from diabetes have risen tremendously. It's like a pandemic, and something drastically has to be done. Healthy lifestyle is also expensive, and most of our people can't afford this healthy lifestyle. All what they know, it is bread, it's macaroni, all these type of things that lead to diabetes are all over the place. I fully agree with what the Ophthalmological Society of South Africa is saying.
The South African National Energy Development Institute says the government may use the Expropriation Act to acquire land for its transmission network. Energy Secretariat Head Samson Mampweli told the Energy Indaba in Pretoria that negotiations with landowners often delay projects and increase costs. The act would allow expropriation when talks fail, enabling the construction of 14,000 kilometers of new power lines to support renewable energy integration. Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger have announced their withdrawal from the International Criminal Court, accusing it of serving as a tool of neocolonial repression. The military-led countries split from the Economic Community of West African States and aligned under the Alliance of Sahel States. In other news, U.S. President Donald Trump has caused controversy at the United Nations General Assembly by calling climate change a hoax. Experts warn that such denial from a world leader could slow global efforts to address the crisis and put vulnerable communities at risk. Professor Morgan Hauptfleisch from the Namibia University of Science and Technology weighs in.
Saying climate change is a hoax is as good as saying that electricity is a hoax. You ask communities, for example, in the Kunene region that have had some of the most extreme droughts in living memory recently. We're dealing with a serious challenge. So I think for world leaders, it's been something that we've had the annual meetings on the subject, where I think the voices of the scientists and the facts have been overridden by the economic climate and the geopolitical climate of the day, where people on the ground are really living with the effects of climate change.
And finally, National Paralympic athletes arrived in India on Monday and took part in training sessions ahead of the 2025 World Para-Athletics Championships, which take place from 27 September till 5 October in New Delhi, India. Team manager Tanil Young says the team is ready to compete.
I think after everyone has now rested and had some time to sleep and unpack, we got training started, so the team is excited now that we're on the track and everything can get going. We're starting to experience what New Delhi has to offer when it comes to para-athletics, and I think it's such an amazing thing to see that not only in Africa but the rest of the world, inclusivity and sport for all is being promoted as far as possible. So to all Namibians, keep watching us, keep following us, and we're working hard to bring all the medals back.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.